All right, this is Doc Holliday with breaking news for Rock Split and Politics. We got a show we want you to listen to in just 3-4 minutes, but I have to tell you, the government did shut down. We did not know that when we recorded the show. We knew it was looming, and we thought maybe something would work out the last minute. It did not, because the United States government, the United States Senate, the United States House of Representatives, and the President of the United States could not all get together on the same page. We have a government shutdown. Some people think the sky is falling. We got World War II veterans in their 90s that are being denied going to see the World War II memorial. Can you believe that, folks, that this administration does not want these veterans of World War II in their 90s, late 80s, early 90s to see the memorial that some of them have saved for years and flying to get there? Unbelievable. We hear about reports of children not being able to go to National Institutes of Health that got cancer. Is that true? Well, we've heard numbers that we think's unbelievable. And at the same time, what's going on? Well, the Republicans have offered bills to make sure none of this would happen. Just don't let people get hurt. But guess what? The administration, they've canceled the service football games. I believe it. And the game is sold out. It's going to make money, but they're shutting it down. Now, that's the kind of people who do not know how to create jobs. That's the kind of people who have no idea how people's paychecks are made. And we've got some problems. How bad it is, it's what you need to know here on Doc Holliday's Rock Split and Politics. Is we're going to stay on top of it. Next week's show, we're going to be having Edmund Wright, someone who knows about the Republicans, and he's written about the Civil War within the Republican Party since the mid-90s. And so we're going to have him on the show next week to help us talk about government shutdown, what it means. So we'll make sure you listen to next week's show. But stay tuned for the show that we recorded talking about what could happen if a shutdown, talking about what's going on, and the advice that we gave Republicans right here on Rock Split and Politics. The advice from General George Washington's War for Independence. But now we are in a shutdown. That's breaking news, and we are going to be right there staying on top of things. We need to break in. We'll do another show before next week's. But let me tell you, you stay right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Split and Politics, because we'll tell you things you won't hear anywhere else. One thing you need to know, the sun's shining, sky's not falling, and America depends on its people. So talk to your congressman. Let your United States senators know how you feel about a government shutdown, how you feel about Obamacare. You know right here, we believe that Obamacare is a detriment to this nation, detriment to our economy, and there are a few good things about Obamacare. I've said that. I've said it on this show. It's not all evil. But there's so much of it, involves so many people's lives. Is it worth shutting the government down? I believe in the United States Constitution, and these branches of Congress should work together. Now, who's not working? Well, obviously, they're not communicating. So we have a communication breakdown between the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives. We got a threatening, vetoing president that so far has shown no inclination to say, let's work together. So that's what's going on. We're keeping up right here. This breaking news, Doc Holliday's Rock Split and Politics. We're going to take you right in to this week's show with the advice we gave Republicans about George Washington's fight during the Revolutionary War, what George Washington learned, how he used it to win a complete victory. Now sit back and enjoy this week's Rock Split and Politics.
Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up, get inspired, get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Ah, Yes, that's the sound of rock cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. It's great to have you, everybody, listening up right here at the end of September, first week of October. We're glad to have each and every one of you listening to us because this is an important time in American history, and you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics on a day and a week that's so important. What are we going to do? We have a government shutdown. We go ahead and pass a budget and get ready to raise the debt limit. What do we need to do? What's conservatives supposed to do? What did Ted Cruz do? What do you need to know? Well, I tell you what, there's an accumulation of talent, of experience, of pundits. And let me just tell you what we're going to do on today's show. We're going to put all that in the pot. We're going to stir it up and we're going to boil it down. And I'm going to tell you what you need to know. How about that? Doc Holliday is going to tell you what you need to know about all this that's going on. It's important. This is very important because you're not going to hear what some of the pundits are saying. You're not going to like what I say, some of you. But you got to hear it. Very important. This is coming right from the mouth of George Washington and his actions of the Revolutionary War. So you better stay tuned for today. And other things we're going to touch base on. We know that Lois Lerner, the IRS, the one that really went, did she do something illegal? We don't know, but she did resign from the IRS. We're going to touch on that. Benghazi, have you heard anything? And the National Security Agents, is it still spying domestically? That means on you and on me. We're going to touch some of these subjects that you're not hearing about. And Syria, well, is Putin still in control there? And Israel, the White House says they're looking at a final destination to get Israel and the Palestinian peace talks completed. Completed. That's what the White House is shooting for. You think they need some good news there? I think they do. So maybe they're really reaching for the moon on that one. We got things to talk about, but first, we are going to tell you, let me let somebody else tell you. Here's the President of the United States.
Now, this debt ceiling, I just want to remind people, in case you haven't been keeping up, raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. It's a basic function of making sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved. And I've heard people say, well, in the past there have been negotiations around raising the debt ceiling. It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. So people don't like to vote on it, and typically there's some gamesmanship in terms of making the president's party shoulder the burden of raising the taking the vote.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our president. That's President Barack Obama. Does he inspire confidence about this debt ceiling? Does he inspire confidence about knowing what debt means to America? Does he inspire confidence as a leader that really knows what's going on? Well, that's our president of the United States, and I'm telling you, he gets this week's Tombstone of the Week award for that speech, and we're going to talk about that at the end of the show, but I had to play it for you because this is the guy that is leading our country, and he's in the control booth and saying that raising the debt ceiling does not raise the debt. Does that inspire confidence in you? Well, we're going to get to that in today's show, but before we get to the Tombstone of the Week award at the end, I told you we're going to put everything in the pot. When we talk about the government shutdown, we talk about the filibuster Senator Ted Cruz, we talk about what the pundits are saying, we talk about Mitch McConnell, Speaker of the House Boehner. We put all that in a pot and we're going to boil it together, and I'm going to tell you what you need to know, and you'll hear some things that you may not really want to hear from me. But I'm going to tell you what I see, and it's very important that all conservatives listen to this show this week. Now, before we get to that part, we're going to boil it all down in the great showdown of the budget and the debt ceiling. Let me hit some of these news items very quickly. First, Lois Lerner, she's resigned from the IRS. She really, really hurt America, hurt freedom, hurt our faith in government. I never did like the Internal Revenue Service, never did. But what she did in her position to use it in a political manner, she stole from the Tea Party activists. She stole freedom. She stole a belief. And she has now resigned, and she'll be getting full amounts of payment for her retirement. And she has really gone scot-free. I guess she got her a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, did she do anything criminal? That's up for the Inspector General to tell us. And the IRS needs to do some more investigation. But somebody did something criminal. We talked about it here on this show. In fact, we broke the story back in February 2012 about the IRS putting out financial information from the National Organization for Marriage. Nobody has gone to jail for that. Nobody's investigated enough to find out who leaked the information. And that's still ongoing. So the IRS is still a mess. The mainstream media is not putting it in the press. It needs to be there. It's a mess. And now they're going to be in charge of your health care. Very funny, but very real. When we talk about Benghazi, it's been out of news, hasn't it? Do we still know what happened in Benghazi? Does Hillary Clinton want us just to forget about it? I think so. Does Barack Obama want us to forget about it? I think so. But Benghazi, 4 Americans have died, and we still don't know the story. Don't let it fade away. Don't stop asking questions. And I'm asking today what I asked last year, what we asked a few months ago. Did 4 brave American heroes, did they die for the United States of America, or did they die to help get President Barack Obama reelected? That's what we need to know. Who stood down? Didn't stand down, they say. They said it just didn't go into action. What do you say? What are military leaders telling us? I still don't know the story. Do you? We need to keep Benghazi in the news until we get the complete story. National Security Agency. Are they still spying on you? Are they still spying on me? Are they still spying domestically? Now, at one time, we thought the CIA could do all the spying outside of the country, FBI inside the country. Do they need a warrant to spy on you, know what you're doing? Evidently not. Evidently not. And what's Congress doing about it? Ask your congressman, your congresswoman. We need to know if we're being spied on and how much. We know we're being spied on. They're keeping all the records of everything you do on the internet. I guess every time I upload this show to Web Talk Radio, they are knowing exactly what Doc Holliday and Rock Splitting Politics is doing. So let me just take a moment and whisper, hey, Mr. President, have you enjoyed the show so far? Well, I hope you have. You need to listen to the end. We're going to really burn your ears then. We got some other news to talk about. Syria. Who's in control in Syria? Well, looks like they're trying to line up those chemical weapons in Syria, giving more prestige to President Assad. And what happened? Well, all the rebels, the opposition groups against Assad, you know, we were trying to find some to give weapons to. President Obama is going to start giving more and more weapons. And guess what? All the rebels have lined up. And I think every one of the factions, I won't go that far because I know there's more factions than we probably know about. But most of the factions have come together in opposition, said they want an Islamic State. That sound like moderate people we can work with. John McCain. Senator McCain, calling Senator McCain, saying, you know, there's some good moderate opposition. Well, I think you've lost them. They voted to go to the Islamic State. So that's what's going on in Syria. It looks like Vladimir Putin is in complete control. The American influence has evacuated, or should we say evaporated. Anyway, Vladimir Putin played the chess game, and it looks like Russians know how to play chess. What about this coming out of the White House? Did you hear that last week? That The White House says that Israel and the Palestinians are looking at doing a final peace plan. Get it all done now, finally. So that's coming out of the White House. I hadn't heard a lot from Israel and a lot from the Palestinians, but you know what that tells me? It tells me the White House, the White House itself is in spin control. They know they don't have good news coming out of the White House, so they have to say, yes, we're going to get to the final solution finally in the peace negotiation between Israel and the Palestinians. Sounds great. Will it happen? Well, Jimmy Carter and all his, looking back and all his failures, he did put some peace agreements there on the table and got some things done. Maybe Barack Obama can. I pray that he has the best of luck. And I pray that he has good, solid foundations to make that statement. I'll believe it when I see it, though. How about you? Well, my goodness, time. Moving on, and we've got to talk about the biggest concern on the horizon now. That is, are we going to go into government shutdown? Are we going to get a budget bill passed? And are we going to get a debt ceiling increase? Or is it going to happen? $17 trillion is not enough, is it, President Obama? Well, we got to talk about those things. And we got to talk about, did Ted Cruz make a stand or did he make himself look foolish? All that, we're mixing in the pot with words from George Will, Thomas Sowell, some pundits that have all mixed in and had their say of what needs to be done and what they say needs to be done, what's the future of the conservatives, the future of Republicans, future of Democrats. Well, that's what we're going to get to. And I told you, I'll tell you some things some of you may not like, but we're going to get to it right after this. It's time to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And if you don't have my book, Rock Splitting Politics, you need to go to the website, go right on the front home page right there, and you can click on, go to the website, order the book, order one for your friends, and we can get it delivered to you very quickly. Other books on there you can order. We appreciate that. It helps us stay on the air, helps us get the conservative message out, and helps us educate America. So go there, order the book. And I also want to tell you, we got good friends who are pushing, and holding these politicians' feet to the fire. And those are our friends over at Freedom Works. Freedom Works, great organization that helps the grassroots organizations. And that's what freedom's about. If we want freedom in America, we can see that Freedom Works. You can go right there, click on the picture of Matt Kibbe, the head of Freedom Works, and see what you can do to team up with Freedom Works with your grassroots organization. Let's change America starting now. So it's time. Folks, it's time to talk about what went on last week. And first, I want to play this little clip from somewhere in your past, I bet. Take a listen to this.
George of the jungle, strong as you can be. Ah, watch out for that tree. George of the jungle lives a life as free. Ah, watch out for that tree. When he gets in a scrape, he makes his escape with help from his friend, an ape named Ape. And his elephant chef can fetch along his man and his friend, he's George's dog.
That's right, George of the Jungle. You remember George of the Jungle? George, watch out for that tree. Well, that's exactly where conservatives and Republicans and libertarians and everybody who opposes President Barack Obama find themselves. They can be foolish and like George of the Jungle and swing through and grab a vine and think they're on their way and smack right into the tree. Now, what's the tree coming up? What's the trap coming up? What's going on? Is Senator Ted Cruz George of the Jungle? No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is this very important at this time. All the things have come together, and everything that the Republicans, the conservatives, those who are opposing the Obamacare and the direction of this country, this is a very perilous time. And I'm going to tell you why. It starts with our Federal Reserve Chairman, Mr. Bernanke. What happened a couple weeks ago? He was supposed to start tapering. He gave indications he'd start tapering off all the monies being printed. They don't call it printing money, but that's what's going on, to the tune of about $85 billion a month. And the economy, as it improves, quote, improves, of what we've been hearing, it's been improving, then Bernanke would start cutting down, tapering down how much money is being printed each month and pumped into the economy. Well, guess what? A couple weeks ago, instead of tapering down, which Bernanke said he would, he decided to keep it full blast. You know, got it turned on full blast, and he's going to leave it there. So what does that tell you? It tells us the economy is not doing well. You know it. You live on Main Street, you know it. Look around. Is the economy robust? No. Is it even growing? It is in some places, but in a lot of places, it's not. We are in trouble. And that's exactly why it's important for you to listen to what I'm about to say. When I put all the pundits together and boil it down, this is the most important thing, most important time, and decisions are going to make and break America. So listen to me. Listen to me. The conservatives, for everything, every ounce of energy in my being and fiber, wants to do what George Washington wanted to do in New York. He wanted to give a sound defeat to the British and end the Revolutionary War early. But he almost got trapped. And if it wasn't for a miracle of a fog settling down over the river where they escaped from New York to live and fight another day, his whole army, he pulled off across a river at night in the dark, and then they didn't have time to get everybody off, and miraculously a fog came in and kept the retreat covered. Because remember, Washington had no navy, and the British, if they caught them in the water retreating, it was over. They'd had the whole army caught and trapped. So it was perilously close to losing the war early on. But Washington learned from that. He learned how to fight and retreat, fight and step back, and wait for the right time. Senator Ted Cruz went in filibustered, and he wanted people to back him up. Well, America backed him up. Many in America did. And I enjoyed what he did, and I think it's important. So did he make a mistake? No, he didn't make a mistake. He showed there was fight. But the Republicans could not get behind him. The House stood up and said, we will defund Obamacare. The Senate did not have the votes ever to get it done. And they knew it on paper. They knew it in their heart. And you shut down the government. But that's the perilous question. If the Republicans fight to shut down the government, no matter how they do it, no matter what they say, and they put, if they presented to President Obama to sign a bill saying he would defund Obamacare, everybody knows he would veto that. So it's the perilous position is this: the elections in 2014, and some of you are going, oh no, not Doc Holliday too, he's folding in. No, listen to me. Thomas Sowell, great intellectual. I talked on this show a month ago about following what Washington did. There's things we can learn about the way he fought the Revolutionary War. Thomas Sowell and his writings just last week agreed with what I said and what I told you here first over a month ago. We got to look at Washington in a way he had, even though he wanted to fight and he wanted to meet the British head on and he wanted to defeat them and get the war over. He knew to win independence, it was going to be a longer struggle than he had imagined or anybody had imagined. But he had faith and he had freedom on his mind. And when I look at Obamacare, I want to knock it out now. I want to knock it out yesterday. It's not right. It's not fair. It's Obamacare. And I gave you the reasons why it's not fair and why it's not right a couple of shows ago. Go back and listen to the Jurassic Park Obamacare train wreck show if you didn't listen to it. And I spell it out, and I'll do it again in the future in different times. But right now, you need to know Obamacare will drag America down into the pits of economic depression. I don't know how quickly it'll take it. But if anything happens, if we stop the government, if the government shuts down, if we don't raise the debt limit, listen to me, don't turn it off now. Doc Holliday's not changing his desire to stop spending. But right now, it's so important because this press, we live in a country where the press is liberal and they push for the far left. And if anything happens that they can point to and make it a scapegoat, instead of Obamacare bringing down the economy, and I just told you, Bernanke, it knows there's something going on that's not good, or he would not keep the spigot wide open on printing money every month with the $85 billion a month. So if anything happens, if the government shuts down or we don't raise the debt ceiling, then everything will be blamed economically on that and not on Obamacare. We have to go ahead and let the Democrats keep wrapping the rope around their own necks. And I wish it was that way. I wish we could say we will make a stand on the debt limit. But I'm telling you, learn from George Washington and the people who loved freedom. The Continental Congress was running scared all over the place. They had to abandon Philadelphia, and they were questioning the leadership of George Washington. And people were wondering what would happen. But Washington came out with the Battle of Trenton Christmas Day, and it gave a spark in the American people. You know what? In a way, Senator Ted Cruz gave a spark to the conservatives. When I played that song about George of the Jungle, I wasn't talking about Senator Cruz run into that tree. I'm talking about the entire conservative and Republicans, the coalition that wants to stop Obamacare. We will go headlong in that tree if we have a government shutdown or if we refuse to raise the debt limit. That's what is important to understand. And that's what you need to know. George Will pretty much said the same thing as far as you don't need to shut down the government at this point. It's not Senator Ted Cruz filibuster. It's not the way to get rid of Obamacare. There's ways, then we'll see. As Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass it to see what's in it. We're seeing what's in it. Americans are seeing what's in it. It is a disaster for a business. And I hate to see the pain of Obamacare taking effect, but there's no other way for people to understand the pain of this poor legislation that was passed and signed by the president. I hate for America to go through the pain. But folks, the Democrats, they put it together, and they're going to have to take the crash themselves. If we do anything to lessen the crash, if we do anything to let the press blame it on something else, then it could all be over, folks. This is an important time. So understand what I'm saying. We have to stick together, and we'll be stuck. It's going to be painful to get the Obamacare shot in the old American rear end, but it's a shot of pain that America is going to have to feel and get sick to understand and wake up that America has to go in a different direction. And listen, I emphasize, I am a firm believer in stopping this government spending. But I can see as the everything is coming to place that this is a very important time in American history. I've told you that. But the reason is, what happens if the immigration bill goes through and we have 10 to 15 million new Democrats? What happens if people keep voting like they did in Detroit for more and more goodies? Don't care about the character of the politician or the scandals. You vote for more and more goodies, and your whole city implodes. In this case, America implodes. We are in a precarious situation. Remember what George Washington did in the Revolutionary War. That's what we got to remember. That's where we got to be ready to fight another day. The best field of battle will be 2014. Now, as I am recording this for next week, we're coming right across the wires. It says Speaker of the House Boehner says he's not going to accept a Senate bill of Obamacare funded without looking at something else, possibly delaying it for a year. There's other things going out there. So when you hear this message on Monday morning in a week of the first week of October, don't know what's happening. We may have a government shutdown. But I want you to know that right here, you've heard, that's what I said all along. We didn't need to try to defund Obamacare. It was impossible. But we could fund it, put it in escrow, and delay it. Delay, delay, delay into promises made or promises kept. Remember that line? Well, remember also, Obamacare. It's not right. It's not fair. It's Obamacare. And we told the reasons of that. But it's going right into down the wire. It's affecting the budget. It's affecting the debt limit. It's affecting everybody in America, because everybody in America needs health care, from our youngest, even the preborn, all the way to our oldest citizen, however that is now. We saw one of our citizens died at 112, the oldest man in the world, I believe, a couple weeks ago. So we got people in all ages. Everybody that's alive needs health care in some way. It's affecting everybody with drastic government regulations and changes that are not good. And if we can't delay it, I hope we can delay it. I'd still say delay it for a year. It's not ready. And if we have to undergo the pain, like I said, maybe that will finally wake up enough Americans to get off their cans and get something done for freedom in America. I know I'm preaching to the choir. Well, maybe we got some liberals listening to the show. Maybe we can get them to understand the socialism leads to the death of America. America has freedom running through its veins. We got freedom in our DNA. And that's why capitalism will always prevail in America. If it's suppressed, America will fall. Now, you remember President Obama spoke to us? You want to hear it again? I don't want to hear it, but I'm going to play just about 10 seconds of it to hear the great leader.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Tombstone of the Week Award. It goes to President Barack Obama in some of the silliest, most inane statements. You want to think, is he stable? Is somebody helping him? Does he not have a teleprompter? Evidently not. That raising the debt ceiling does not raise debt in America. Obviously, somebody never told him, well, how do we work a credit card? I guess somebody's been paying his bills his whole life. Reckon? Do you reckon that's true? Well, I know one thing. And did you hear at the end when he said what the debt ceiling is, says you got to pay the bills you racked up, Congress? Congress can't make a law without the signature of the President of the United States. That's what makes it a law. And there he goes. Nothing ever. You remember, on President Obama, he never does anything bad. It's not his fault. Do you hear what he said? You do have to pay the bills that Congress racked up. You know, it's incredible. We call this man a leader, and he got reelected in America. Wow. We got him 3.5 more years. So, wow. Hang on to your britches, America, because we may not have nothing left by the time the whirlwind of the health care law and what Putin marching around the world. I tell you, it's some scary times ahead. But I have faith in America. The Tombstone of the Week Award is given to President Barack Obama because of his stupidity of the statement that raising the debt ceiling does not raise the debt. Explain that one, Jay Carney. Explain that one. But I'm excited because America is made up of people who love freedom. The show wouldn't be on the air if he didn't have people who loved freedom. There's shows across America. There's people across America like you and me to understand. And what we have not done is communicate the full brunt of the terror that this policy of ACA, of Obamacare, that rips across the American business enterprise, American businesses, people who make the government work. You think the government has money? No, it operates on the taxes made by people who go to work and businesses and corporations who make profit. If you don't make profit, then you're not paying anything into the system. You may work hard and do things you can and help other people. That's good and dandy, but not a dime goes into the American coffers that doesn't come from somebody making a profit and paying taxes, all right? That's what makes America go. And when you put in place laws like the American, like the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, or Obamacare, that affects everybody and every business and tears down what so many people worked hard in a lifetime to build up, it is putting sand in the gears of the American engine. It's cracking open the golden eggs, and it's strangling the goose that lays the golden eggs. America, we have got to do some hard, hard work. We got to move some mountains, and as long as you'll listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics, we're going to help move mountains. I believe it, baby. We're going to help move mountains. So come back next week, and I'll tell you how.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.